Principle 5.6. Recognize that everyone has the right and responsibility to try to make sense of important things. There will come a point in all processes of thinking things through when you are faced with the choice of requiring the person who sees things differently from you to slowly work things through until you see things the same way, or going along with the other person even though their thinking still doesn't seem to make sense. I recommend the first path when you are disagreeing about something important, and the latter when it's unimportant. I understand that the first path can be awkward because the person you are speaking to can get impatient. To neutralize that, I suggest you simply say, "Let's agree that I am a dumb shit, but I still need to make sense of this, so let's move slowly to make sure that happens." One should always feel free to ask questions while remembering one's obligation to remain open-minded in the discussions that follow. Record your argument so that if you can't get in sync or make sense of things, you can send it out so others can decide. And of course, remember that you are operating in an idea meritocracy. Be mindful of your own believability. A. Communications aimed at getting the best answer should involve the most relevant people. As a guide, the most relevant people to probe are your managers, direct reports, and/or agreed experts. They are the most impacted by and most informed about the issues under discussion, and so they are the most important parties to be in sync with. If you can't get in sync, you should escalate the disagreement by raising it to the appropriate people. B. Communication aimed at educating or boosting cohesion should involve a broader set of people than would be needed if the aim were just getting the best answer. Less experienced, less believable people may not be necessary to decide an issue, but if the issue involves them and you aren't in sync with them, that lack of understanding will in the long run likely undermine morale and the organization's efficiency. This is especially important in cases where you have people who are both not believable and highly opinionated, the worst combination. Unless you get in sync with them, you will drive their uninformed opinions underground. If, on the other hand, you are willing to be challenged, you will create an environment in which all criticisms are aired openly. C. Recognize that you don't need to make judgments about everything. Think about who is responsible for something and their believability, how much you know about it, and your own believability. Don't hold opinions about things you don't know anything about.